Paul, how would you sum up today?
Frustrating, really frustrating. I think the first half wasn't too much in it. Neither team, I think, done enough to go ahead in the first half. The second half, the frustrating thing for me was we had the ball twice and we gave it away twice. And we told the players during the week, Hull will play off your mistakes. And if you make mistakes, you could get punished. First one, Tommy's obviously ran into the guy. And then Darragh tried a pass through that was probably never on. And then they break against you, and then the two front lads are a handful. But the difficult for us is when you lose a goal against a team like that and you go and try and chase another one, and you make another mistake, they score the second. So probably frustrated and angry more than anything.
They're a team packed full of Premier League experience, Hull. Yeah. We know that. Were you happy enough with your players' response? Or could they have done better today?
I could have, yeah. Could have and should have. That's the bottom line, and you can't have that of. I just thought when the second goal, then we looked flat. We looked as if we couldn't go over that flatness of it, and it certainly the game petered out after that. We had a wee flurry with corners and things like that, but we never get going too much. But look, to be fair, listen, we lost three players from last week: Danny Graham and Grant Hanley this morning, and then Hope feeling sick in the warm up. So that was three lads that played for us last week against Middlesbrough, so the preparation wasn't great, but still no excuses.
So is it fair to say all three of those players, we know Akpan was starting, were all three starting today until this morning?
It was the same team, yeah. It was the same team that was going to play against Middlesbrough. And when you lose three, especially unless you're spine on your side, was a blow. But listen, I said no more excuses of if the three lads had played, the game might have been the same. Nobody knows, but when you lose three players like that, then it certainly takes its toll.
The current league form, is it a big cause for concern now? Because there is a gap developing above you that's going to take a couple of wins to get back up there.
Well, the reality is, of course it is. I've said that to the lads in there. I said, you better start looking over your shoulder, lads. It's, you can't just think, well, do you know what, we'll be okay. Football owes you nothing. It owes you absolutely nothing. You've got to go and get it. And we have to go and get it really quickly, starting Tuesday. We have to start to win.
Are the lads who missed out today, do you think they have a good chance of being available Tuesday?
We have to wait and see, Andy. We've got a couple of days to go. It's a short turnaround, but thankfully there is a game on Tuesday rather than dwelling on that for a week. So we have to get the lads back as quick as we can.
And it's that getting that next win, isn't it? Because as we don't want to keep talking about it, it's Rotherham before Christmas since you won in the league.
Yeah, that's it. We're talking about just as I come up the stairs there, I was talking to the staff there. That was the last game. And as I said before, we have to start to win games, and we have to make this place a lot harder for teams to come. But even though you're up against a team that have kept virtually their Premier League side from last year, I still don't want a hard luck story to say, well, the Premier League side, that's not what we're here for.
Just a final one before we let you go. Has today shown that you need to go into the loan window and strengthen even more?
Well, we have to, I mean, try to do something at the minute. If we can do something, as I said, the loan market is a difficult market to operate because not many players or teams want to let the bigger ones go. That's the reality of it. But I think the squad still needs to bring in somebody that we can try and still keep playing football and get that balance between somebody I think can handle this league and plus can play with the ball. I think that's important.